Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we normally have the Wednesday mailbag, but because of special moments like this, we're switching things up. I'm so, so excited to have this guest on the show today. It's such a special day to have him on. In 1995, he became the voice of The Late Show with David Letterman, and I think it marked a change in the show because he was also, in my opinion, an added cast member to an already phenomenal program. We welcome Alan Coulter to the Mike O'Mara Show. Alan, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Mike, what a pleasure to be on the air with you. Appreciate it.
We've all heard how Dave's feeling. My question to you, how are you feeling? It's got to be an emotional time for all of you over there.
It is so mixed, Mike. Yes, every time we do the show, and I look forward to doing it each and every day, even now, there's that love that's pouring out of everybody and the hugs pouring out of everybody, and my eyes are as tearful as everybody else's. It's a sad time.
When you joined the show, the first question I would have for you, was it part of the plan going in when you got the gig that you were going to be involved in so many of those fabulous bits? Did you know that? Was it?
No, that was not the plan at all. My plan was. I'd been a fan of the show for years, and Bill Wendell was the announcer at that time, and he announced the show at the beginning. Then he came back, they put a microphone out on stage, and he ended the show. When I came on, I expected it to be the same thing, but I wanted to see the show because I was a fan. And I asked Dave if I could have a spot on stage, just even on the side of the stage. I just wanted to see it. And he said, that's what I'm planning on. And the first day I came in totally dressed to the hilt with my phone in one pocket, my beeper in the other pocket, and a good watch on. And just before the first commercial, he said, well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with our Olympic high diver diving into the Nike pool on 53rd Street. Alan, do you swim? Grabbed me by the wrist, took me over to the pool, and before I knew it, I was floating on my back looking up at a camera on the top of the Ed Sullivan Theater saying, so this is what it's going to be like announcing for Dave Letterman.
And you know,
it just started there.
I will tell you, knowing we were going to have you on, I was looking at some of the old clips. I had forgotten how many times I replayed the Lynn Cheney bit, which I still think monologues, phenomenal guest. That to me, I've never laughed harder at a Letterman bit when you did that. It always seemed that through the acting, and you're a fine actor, the way you do this stuff, that you were having a blast while you were doing this stuff, because you committed to it.
I'll tell you, the For the Ladies was the greatest fun that I've had on any show. Being able to look into a camera when the lights are low and Paul Schaefer's playing the music and saying, I know you've had trouble with your guy, but you give it like the big red, and I'll show you what can really do to you. Those were fun. And then going home afterwards and getting slapped around the house.
the Alan Coulter celebrity interview, Rob and I were talking, first of all, we've been obsessing on The Late Show all week for the last week. The Alan Coulter interview, was that born out of the two taping segments on Thursday? Is that how that came about, that fabulous bit where you would have the failed interview with the celebrity that had already been on? How did that come about?
I don't know what started that. It was Dave's idea, and it was a fun idea the very first time, and it worked out a great deal. There is a funny story that goes along with it. I have my, whether it be George Clooney or Paris Hilton or whoever it was, sitting next to me after Dave finishes his interview, and I get really upset with Dave, and I start calling him names. I'm going to do this to you, and you're such a guy. You've been sucking up to these people, and you know they're my guests, and I've been planning this for months. How could you do that? Ladies and gentlemen, my guest for the evening is Clint Eastwood. And then Dave would say, I didn't mean to do that. And I'd say, you didn't mean to do that. And then tirade on him. Well, the very first time we did it, we rehearsed it, and Everybody was laughing on stage. I said, this is great. I'm looking forward to it. We don't tell a guest what I'm going to say. And I get a sheet of paper that says, change this word to blank hole. And change this word to you. And I went, I can't say that. And the writer who gave it to me said, Dave wrote it.
Oh, wow. Beautiful story.
And they went on, and you guys did them, I mean, a good chunk of them, identically every time, which to me made it funnier. Well, I watched some of them in sequence last night, and it was big fun. Rob, I know you wanted to get a question in for Alan.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. First of all, congratulations on a great run. The thing that I think is so fun about you is that you've taken being an announcer, which is an audio art, and your visuals are so great. Just an example, on Monday night in the monologue, Dave said, well, today's the day we tell Alan. And the one cut to you and just your shrug and your look at the camera like, oh, my God, it's all ending. You did more in one look at the camera than most people could do if they gave a 5-minute scene. When they write a joke around you like that, do they prepare you for it? Are you prepared to?
No. Actually, with that, let me just pick on that one. The camera came around and was 3 feet away from me, facing. And I knew Dave was doing his monologue, so I had no idea. And I pulled Frank Camito, who's one of our stage managers, over to me by the sleeve, and I said, "Why is the camera in my face?" And he said, "You'll find out in a minute." And then Dave gave me the line, and you react to the line. Most of the time, they don't tell me something like that's going to happen. I think the reactions are better that way, and I can react any way I want. Most of the skits that we do, they don't tell me it's going to happen. They're going to happen like that until probably an hour and a half before the show, and I get a call. Yeah, so that's the beauty and the fun that I have in that it's just tremendous. Every day is like being in a playground when you're 3 years old and being told you can play in the mud and do whatever you want, and mommy's not going to punish you later.
We've got you for just a few more minutes, and I want to make sure I get my questions in here. I want to say, in your opinion, will we see Dave on TV again? A lot of people said they don't think so. Do you think we'll see Dave on TV?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm hoping for reunions. I'm hoping for as much work with Dave and as much fun, more fun with Dave than we've had so far. But I know he's well, and he's happy, and he's going to miss this, even though his life from now on is going to be a pleasure. And I'm hoping he wants to get back once in a while, and I'm a part of it.
Do you think he knows, after all this, how big a deal some of us think this is and how emotional we will all be when the curtain comes down? Do you think he's aware of that?
I think he's aware of it from his guests. I know he's aware of it from us. And most importantly of all, I know he's aware of it from our audiences. We have 461 people in that audience every day. They are giving him so much love day after day, as they always have, but even more now.
Do you know what your plans are? People should know, Alan, you're 24 years old, too young to stop a career. Are you going to be retiring as well, or are you going to be moving on to other things?
Well, I'm going to leave this show, and everything else is going to be a surprise to me. There are offers, but everything's going to be a surprise. I would like to be just a frequent guest on the Mike O'Meara show. That could happen.
Big win.
That would make my life complete.
Kids, if you're taking notes on how to be an interview, ladies and gentlemen, this is a pro we're talking to here. Always schmooze the interviewer, no matter how small. That's a beautiful thing.
The best.
And do you have you don't have to share this if you don't, but I just wondered about it. Do you know what you're going to say to the big guy at the very end when you do say goodbye? Have you thought about it? You don't have to share it, but have you thought about what you're going to say to him?
I know the two things that I feel. One's gratitude, so it's going to be a thank you. The other's I love you because I do. And I'm blessed with what he gave me for these last 20 years and the 13 years before that I was a big fan. And I hope to be a fan of his for a long time to come, even though he's off the air.
You get to introduce the show and then you watch the show. Do you have a favorite show or a favorite guest?
I don't, only because there are thousands of them. And I know we all feel the same way. I think you could have asked me that question in 1995 or 6. And I would have had some favorite guests, but now they just one on top of the other. And it's not a blend. You bring up a name, and I could tell you that I loved or liked or whatever that person, but so many favorites. I miss Robin Williams. I miss having him on the air and the funny man that he was. But
you're talking with Alan Coulter, the voice of The Late Show, going off the air this week. An emotional time for everybody. Oscar, I know you wanted to get one in before we
just
let Alan go.
Quick question. I know when sets change or when movies are wrapping up, people will usually try to squirrel away something from the set.
A souvenir
for themselves. Is there anything you have your eye on?
Dave has two Lamborghinis. I've put in my nibs. We will see what we will see.
Well, you know, on behalf of everybody on our show, Alan, and so many people out there, you're a part of it. You're a part of what I think is television history, and really so generous at this particular time to join us on the show. I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you from all of us and all of the viewers that listened to me for what you guys did. Tremendous time for all of us, and it will always be appreciated. Good luck
Thank
in your
you,
future
Mike.
Endeavors.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. That's all Alan
best,
Coulter.
All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
Coulter, thank you,
everybody.
Alan. Thank you. Thank you.
That is good stuff.
Thank you, guys. You take care.
Ciao, bye, Alan. For all of us Letterman fans, that was a moment. Thank you, Alan Coulter. Let the show begin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, before the program, Alan Coulter, who is our announcer, came up to me in the hallway, and I've asked him not to do that. But he did anyway. And he said, Dave, if you have a minute, I have some thoughts about this Dick Cheney hunting accident. And I said, well, sure, we have some time. Alan, go ahead, take it away.
Thank you, DL. Well, the world was stunned this weekend by the news Vice President Cheney shot and killed a fellow hunter. With Cheney pleading guilty to manslaughter, our vice president is going away for a long time. Which brings us to you, Mrs. Cheney. How many nights have you laid there longing for passion, but knowing your husband's fat encrusted heart couldn't stand the excitement? Mrs. Cheney? Lynn. I must confess, I've been doing a little illegal spying of my own. You? In the tub? Alan likes, big time. Mrs. Cheney, I will enter your underground bunker. And the two of us will do the sort of freaky stuff that would make Fatso's heart explode. Your husband may fancy himself an oil man, but it is you, my dear, who will witness my gusher.
That's enough.
Oh, and by the way, feel free to bring your lesbian daughter along, too.
That's enough. That's enough. You're making us all sick.
Happy to help.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Hi, everybody. Really great timing and a great day to have Alan Coulter on the show. Very, very happy about that. Our show today brought to you by Next Issue. We are in love with Next Issue. The boys love it. I love it. It's like Netflix for magazines, only better. All your favorite magazine titles with unlimited and instant access all in one place and right at your fingertips. All the latest issues, even back issues, delivered right to your phone or your tablet. It's available for iPads, iPhones, Androids, smartphones, and one account can be shared by up to five people, so it's great for families. Just go to nextissue.com/TMOS for your free trial. We love it. Oscar, I know you're a huge fan because it's what you are all about.
It's the now.
Technology.
It's the now, baby.
It's information at your fingertips, and gentlemen, knowledge is power. Consumer Reports is available on Next Issue.
That's great.
And if you're sprucing up your home, they have a great rating of exterior paints and stains. I'll be staining my mom's deck Tech this summer. So now I can find out what the best deal and what the best brands and the best rated brands around are on there. They have a nice chart that breaks everything down right on next issue.
Fantastic.
150 of the most popular magazine titles. Plans start as low as $9.99. You can explore all of your favorite topics with instant searches, plus digital extras you won't find anywhere else. It's a buffet of magazines. Or as my mom used to say, a buffet.
A buffet.
A buffet of magazines. Here's the offer for you. Go to nextissue.com/TMOS and sign up today for your free trial. That's a $15 savings. This is a great deal, but it's only available if you go to nextissue.com/TMOS and sign up today. That's nextissue.com/TMOS. Rob is the person that loves retirements and death and all that stuff.
Well, you know, that's sort of painting with a broad brush.
I have gotten so caught up since we spoke to Alan Coulter with the whole Letterman thing, and I'm getting emotional.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, it's really, really fun, and the whole idea of seeing Regis come out. I never thought that watching that wizened old dude come out there would give me a little lump in my throat.
No, it does, though.
They're all going to be gone. When you're this age, it's different. It's for me, I'm 55 years old, and I realize these are the people that I've watched for so many, so many years.
Last night's episode of Letterman was everything that the Tom Hanks episode was not. It was a perfect blend of tribute and excitement and funny and looking back. And God, Bill Murray was great because every moment you thought he was going to get sentimental, every moment you thought he was going to really get mawkish, he would do something. He would just stop it dead in its tracks.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It was just a great hour of television last night.
And, you know, Alan Coulter, we appreciate him coming on the show. Just funny and brought the A game.
Sure.
He's what you want. He even does a little of the Big Red and just a lot of fun. So anyway, we're all going to be watching for the last episode of David Letterman. Have no idea. Nobody has any idea. They've kept it pretty close to the vest as far as we don't even know if there are or aren't going to be guests on the show.
It's going to be interesting to see. Yeah,
because they sold Bill Murray was the second to last show guest.
Yeah,
not the last guest, and I'm not sure Dave is mawkish or sentimental enough to do a full show where he's just talking. That would be a little odd.
I know there's going to be clips. There's going to be some. I know they've said there's going to be highlights. There's going to be at least one more top 10 list. One thing that surprised me is that I think late last week, Paul Schaefer came over in a drug-addled haze and sat down and talked to Dave, sort of. But if you can't put Dave on the couch, and if
Regis...
You can't have Paul on the couch.
And when, you know, was it last week when Howard Stern was on and he was talking about the fact that they might have contacted Leno to come? No.
And the fact that they've already shut that down. They've had Oprah on. I can't think of anyone that they would pull in to sit on the couch for the last episode.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
But
remember, Johnny didn't do anything on his last episode that was guest-centric. But what Johnny did was he did a long, almost like a 9 or 10 minute piece, if I remember right, on the last show that saluted the crew. And behind the scenes.
How in the name of Jesus Christ do you remember that?
You don't?
No.
Johnny's last show?
I don't remember that. I remember he sat on a bench where the...
Well, that was the very, very
show
end.
All the time.
He sat
on a bar stool and he did that. How do you... This is where it happens, isn't it? This is where the energy goes. This is where this is.
Don't turn this into something ugly.
This is the mind of Rob. This is where it all is.
Well, that's where
this
his talents are, which is it's important. Look, he's talking in detail.
He's a story, but you remember the.
But you see, today is what you need me for.
Yeah.
Because
the
we're trying to figure
minutes.
Out what Dave's. Well, no,
Spotlight.
It was long. It was long. If you look at it, I mean, an hour of TV is probably like 47 minutes, 46 minutes.
You tell me, man.
Without commercials. So he came out and he did a monologue. I remember he sat down with with Ed. He sat down with Doc. And then they did the piece. And then he did the closing. And I think there were some clips in there. But I could see Dave turning this around and making it more about the show than about Dave. That's what I would like to see.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see, and it'll be happening tonight. And
probably
you know,
no Larry Bud, though.
No, he's dead, Rob.
Yes,
he's,
the man has passed.
He's passed on.
He's going to do a better job than Leno. Leno's was like a, you know, a J to himself.
Yeah.
People running around,
exactly.
singing.
Well, and
saying
also,
goodbye.
Leno, I don't know. I can't tell you in my own mind. Look, there are Leno people, there are Letterman people, there always were. There are Jimmy Fallon people, there are Jimmy Kimmel people. There are two things about Letterman that I liked. Letterman, I always felt, was a little smarter than the other guys that
smarter.
Were doing it.
A lot smarter.
And he brought that. Also, Letterman being in New York on 9/11, seeing Letterman talk about that and do it almost in a Walter Cronkite way, that was the difference. So there's a part of him that gets serious that I like. I like Serious Dave when he wants to do that. I hate the fact that he can be curmudgeon-y. I don't like that part. I drifted away from Dave when he got to that point. People are laughing at me now. People are laughing. So yeah, they drifted away from the show and got curmudgeon-y.
Opposites attract.
Things got tense.
But also, what I love about Dave is that still at the base of it all, and
I got your joke. Look at him. He is so removed from the content of the show sometimes now that he will tell his joke and then he doesn't even laugh out loud at himself and like pounds the table.
Yeah.
He quietly laughs. Well, to himself, and then you and I will try to be
distracted,
funny,
Mike.
And Oscar will be absolute. He will almost scowl at the material we deliver,
Mike.
But then he will say, tense, and then goes.
He's distracted because, judging from his outfit today, he's late to his Cuban nationalist meeting.
Jesus Christ!
I look nice.
Very sharp. We'll spotlight.
I'll dress up for you guys.
I'm so certain.
This is really nice,
Oscar.
But you know, I do like that Dave never. I mean, now that he's nearly 70. He never gets away from being that angry young kid broadcaster under the very, very edge of it.
What if he's just a dick? Can we just say that?
I don't think he is, though. I don't think he is. I think he has got sort of a...
Well, there have been books about it. There have been books that would back up the fact that
I think
that
he's got some mental anguish.
Johnny was a dick.
Johnny was arguably a dick.
But I think Letterman has, you know...
I think
he's certainly been close to certain. He's been close to certain members of his staff.
Very close.
I think
sometimes twice.
If you're going to be that successful in a weird way, I think you have to be that way.
I think you have to have that bit of an edge,
right?
to do it, and you feel the weight of it so totally that you are. I mean, he is carrying that enormous weight, and if you look at any show like that, inevitably, you've got people that are looking to that guy on that TV show to bring it, and he's the sun.
And also,
he's the sun
god.
That's the way it works on those.
Don't believe the credits. He has remained the head writer for the entire run of the show. I mean, that's essentially his job. We learned it when we talked to Alan.
Right.
He said, Alan, like he's my buddy now. When we spoke to Alan Coulter, he said, I can't say these lines. He said, yes, you can. Dave wrote them.
Mm.
Do you think that Jay Leno ever wrote throwaways for Stuttering John?
No, I think Jay Leno, you can't take that away from Leno, because I think Leno did write a lot. Right?
He wrote his stand-up, but I guarantee you he didn't write his bits. I guarantee it.
Just, no, why do you guarantee that?
The style is so different from Leno.
I have a little insight. Yeah. I was just watching Meet the Press with our friend Chuck Todd this past weekend.
We'll call him Chuck, as I call Alan Coulter Alan.
I'll pass. Thank you. So Chuck Todd has a little, it's like a mini show afterwards that's called Press Pass. And it's just kind of a spinoff.
It's PG-13, Mike. He uses a lot of language and light nudity.
Well, it's not in the same vein as Meet the Press, because they'll have like a one-on-one with somebody.
Okay.
And he has a one-on-one. I wish if somebody could find his name, that'd be awesome. He has a one-on-one with a writer that used to be a political writer here in the States and then went to work for Leno. He was hired by Leno.
Okay.
He was here in the DC area. He went to work for Leno. And he's talking to this guy. He said, how did you get hired by Jay Leno? He said, I initially knew that Leno paid for jokes, because he would pay $50 a joke if it actually made the monologue.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of guys do that.
So he was sending in jokes. And then when Leno got The Tonight Show, he put his writers team together. And he called this guy that was DC based, a political guy, and said, hey, do you want to come work for me? The guy's like, of course. So he moves to Los Angeles.
Because Leno wanted to go more political.
Yeah,
that's the way he wanted to do.
And he wanted to cover that. And he said that he would write 100 jokes a day, and you just pass them over to Leno, and Leno would either rewrite them, and they would get tiered down. And Mike, you would love it. Both of you guys would love this segment. I'll send it to you. I'll find it on the web. Leno tears down the jokes to what makes his monologue.
Mm-hmm.
But they write 100 jokes a day.
But Jay was all about the monologue. I don't think what I'm saying is that he did that. I don't think he wrote his stuff for jaywalking. I don't think he wrote the Dancing Itos. I think he had his writers do that stuff that was the vanilla stuff that was the beginning of the downfall of late night talk.
I just
because he couldn't interview.
You know, if I think about it too much, this is so funny. If I think about it too much, I actually get so incredibly jealous.
Yep.
Because it would be a dream. One of the things, hey, we're going to do a segment like that where Rob will pop in some lines for the mailbag, or when things are written for me because I do character voices. I love doing that.
Yeah.
I truly, truly love doing that. The idea of collaborating and with a large writing staff.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you get to come out and have the fun.
Exactly.
You know, that's it is a dream.
Dream.
It is a dream gig. It truly, truly is. The part that I think is the challenge for all those guys that do this is the on-desk interview, the on-set interview pieces. And nobody, really, when he had a rhythm with a guest, no, there's nobody that even comes into his
Leno, it's not possible. I think Leno couldn't do it. Even at the end when he got better, he still couldn't do it. That's
no,
one of the reasons
why his
10 o'clock failed.
You have the sexual tension with the hot guests early in David's career and throughout, actually. And then you had the people that might be the a-hole of the day. I give you Paris Hilton as an incredible example. And Joaquin Phoenix when he was duping Letterman. But we all wanted to say, God, Dave, say something. And what's the line? I really wish you'd been able to be
sorry
here
you couldn't be here tonight.
Sorry you couldn't be here tonight. It was just... He had those. Those were spur of the moment
and iconic. Instant
going
iconic.
Going back to when he was a stand-up comedian. So what I've learned, and like I'm like everybody else, I don't live and die by late night television like I used to. But there was a time when you did. But looking back, what completely has re-energized me, the clip segments they play with Rupert from Hello Deli, where he runs around.
That Ellen stole, and last night we saw it when it was funny.
Oh, my God. So, because Ellen doesn't have the edge.
No edge.
I mean, Dave Letterman would put Rupert in danger, mortal danger.
Actually, can I play a quick clip? This is short. This is when he had Rupert.
Then we got to break because we got to do our birthdays.
All right, real quick. But here's them talking about when he would do the hidden camera segment and why they had to stop.
You had a camera on there, and we would walk around, and you would be like a puppet. I would tell you what to say and what to do. And then we had a lot of fun with that, and then a lot of fun with that, and then we had to stop. You remember why we had to stop?
Yeah, someone pulled a knife on us.
Yeah. So we had to stop. That would have given the whole show a black eye.
That's great.
It was really, really amazing. Listen, we have not forgotten you.
No.
Oh, by the way, Korean Air has a new All About You commercial, Rob. I don't
what?
Know if you've seen it.
What?
They've modified their jingle, so we'll have to maybe think about that for next week. It's very exciting.
Oh, I'm on it.
It's All About You. We're going to take a look at our mailbag when we come back. This is, and thanks to Alan Coulter again,
the greatest.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tell that to your kids.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it.
An Android have I? Work for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today.
We love it.
Oh my God.
how about that
one? Wow.
Is that a newbie or that is that
is
an oldie?
That is one from Eric Quick.
Brand
who
new.
Who has sent us some stuff in the past, but Eric, that's your best work.
Is Eric Quick the guy that did the Indian voices?
No. That would be Mr. Mike Brunner.
I'm beginning to get blown away by the level of talent in our listening audience.
This is huge.
I was dropping down that to put it in the instant replay for today. Robert stopped in his tracks. He says, "Oh my God, are you playing that on your show?" I said, "Yes,
for our show, Robert." Yeah, because he's like, "Oh, Dad, you and those other hacks don't do anything decent." Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's getting hot outside.
Yes.
Tell me about it down here. Every day in the 90s down here in South Florida. Now that's the way it works down in May in Florida. Wouldn't it be nice to keep the cool inside and save on your AC bills? I figured out a way to do it down here. I went to blinds.com for my blackout shades that I've got for the bedroom. And besides, on the weekend, I can pretend I'm Elvis. Now, you know I installed my own shutters in my own home. I love the how-to videos at blinds.com. The entire process was easy. I worked with Josh, a personal design consultant. And then when I put the blinds up in my bedroom, they actually got me a professional installer that did a job. The thing that amazed me is the great work he did and how quickly he did it. He was in and out, and it was perfect. Hurry over to blinds.com, where you'll find great discounts all the time with your favorite brands and upgrades on sale. You got to see the value that's waiting for you. As always, get free color samples, free shipping, and free expert decorator advice, plus prices that crush store prices. Best of all, customer service that will genuinely make you smile. These guys love their job, and you'll love them right back. Blinds.com is seen in my home down here. Now, without further ado, we could talk about David Letterman. We could talk about ourselves.
Right.
But really, most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, it is all about you. So let's do that.
Yeah, now. One time. One time.
It's painful when you say that.
One time. White boy.
One time.
Here is to Cameron Chad. He just turned 36, and for his birthday, he joined the Sleep Apnea Club.
Hooray! Hey, do you have your card, Mike?
I didn't last night. I hate that thing.
I do too. I haven't used mine in over a month.
I didn't think. Rob, you're going to die if you don't use yours. You can't
so
do
be
that.
It.
Hey, Cameron Chad, quit smoking, you knucklehead. Okay, so Cameron, is he talking to himself or are you talking
to him?
No,
the wife wants him to quit smoking. Apparently, her request falls on deaf ears. I think smoking's fine, right, Pony?
Sleep apnea and smoking. Wow, what could possibly go wrong?
Hey, I wonder if he could put a cigarette in the intake.
Yeah, that way, yeah. Get the nicotine that way. Mr. Yeah. Bill Lukens wants us to wish him a happy 60th because his wife forgot to submit it. Way to go, Trisha.
What a C.
Happy birthday, bud.
Jeez, Trisha. It's a little harsh, Rob. Nah. Tomorrow is John Cain's birthday, and with any luck tomorrow night, his wife will raise Cain.
Ah, nice.
Is that yours or is it his?
That's all me. That's the only reason I came into work
that's
today.
True. Thank you. Happy anniversary to the Olsons. Oh, Mary Kate?
No. The ones down at the Mercantile, Mike.
Oh, Casey and Mike. Four magical years and a four-month-old baby. Nice going, kids. I should throw my son in. Yesterday was his 22nd month birthday. So there you go. I'm throwing him in there real quick. But I don't believe in doing the whole monthly thing. Carla does updates for her friends with pictures of the baby.
Great pictures yesterday.
I don't want to get into that habit. I want to go down that slippery slope. That's for sure. Yo-ho, yo-ho. Happy birthday to Tim W. Jonas, who shaves his graying whiskers with ease thanks to Harry's. That's wonderful.
Nice.
We appreciate that. Cheryl McIntosh has a birthday tomorrow and is just about to start her residency in anesthesiology at the University of Iowa Hospital. She is dynamite. Well, just in time to, I guess she missed Tommy Lang.
That's true.
Going over there when he was getting that brand new liver.
But you know what? Chances
are. And then responded to that incredible blessing from God by going, "I'm back." Always be the weirdest moment I've ever experienced in my life.
I think she'll probably, if she missed Tommy, soon she'll meet Steve.
You know, can you imagine somebody gets a brand new liver? You get a second lease on life, and you do a little self-video to say thank you to everybody. It's like, "I cannot believe the people that went before me. I can't believe how incredibly blessed I feel. I have tears streaming down my..." No, his was, "I'm back."
I think it was the meds, Mike.
Yeah, it had to be the pills.
I'll never forgive him for it. Anyway, she's
now
dynamite.
Who's being harsh?
Cheryl McIntosh. No, I'm glad Tommy's still with us. I really am. Glenn McNulty hits the big 3-0 today.
Wow.
Good luck. Of course I'm glad Tommy's with us. I helped Tommy out. I'm very happy to have Tommy with us. Killer Diller and Nate Miller. Oh, and by the way, KCJJ moving to new studios.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Next month sometime, I think.
Very, very good. Killer Diller, Nate Miller turning 32. He's a great friend, son, husband, and dad, allegedly.
Did you get very Glenn's? Good. Did you hit Glenn?
Glenn McNulty?
Yeah, I think you skipped him.
Glenn McNulty hit the big 3-0 today. Good luck with that, Glenn.
Congrats.
Happy Sweet 16 to Olivia Deal. Hey, Dad, buy her a car. No! I'm sorry. As a dad, I'm saying, no, don't do that. On to the letters. Dear TMOS, I'm not exactly sure how to begin this letter. I'm a rural carrier for the USPS in Texas, transplanted from Boston, and I listen to the show every single day. Anyway, I became a P1 during the first year of the podcast. I never lived near or even visited the Washington area. I had never heard of Mike O'Mara, Don and Mike, or any incarnation of the show. I found my new favorite podcast when looking through iTunes trying to find interesting and funny shows. I read the description about a mashup of pop culture and guys busting each other's balls. I said, this must be good. Always thought we should rewrite that.
Oh, looks like it's working.
A mashup of pop culture.
Looks like it's working, Mike.
Well, it worked for this guy, but mashup, I would be confused by that.
The morning mashup. Serious Hits 1.
Yeah, exactly. The first thing I heard after downloading my first show was the Masters theme, complete with a spot-on impression of Jim Nantz being incredibly homoerotic.
You must feel great.
While vividly describing with disturbing and increased intensity his super crush on Tiger Woods. By the end of the bit, I couldn't breathe and had tears of great joy in my eyes. I was forever hooked. That's wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
My birthday was on Monday, May 18th. I haven't written before, but I felt you guys should know that people find your show every day. Well, I think the numbers back that up. We don't get smaller. We get bigger. We get bigger so much slower, though. It's so tough.
Well, that comes with age, Mike.
Yeah. I feel like I know all you guys better than some of my friends. Keep up the great work. And that comes from Mike Vigneault in Midlothian, Texas.
I love that letter.
Welcome, my friend.
Watch out for those biker gangs. sorry about that.
Good advice.
Our next letter. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Well, hello. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Tina Klein. She's turning 35 on Thursday and will be married in a month. Isn't that something? any advice for her on dealing with a last minute, last name, rather, that rhymes with Turd Man? Well, from her loving fiance, which rhymes with Beyonce, Todd Erdman. Erdman.
Turdman.
Todd Erdman. I think really, fiance, if we're going to say it rhymes with Beyonce. Rob, how would you pronounce fiance if we were going to rhyme it with Beyonce or her sister?
Oh, you mean the French word that we've Americanized that means the betrothed, someone who is going to be married. They're promised in marriage.
Yes, how would you pronounce that with the French accent?
She would be his...
Not to be confused with the Knowles sisters,
right,
who are, of course...
The older or the younger?
The older one is... and then the one that got mad at Jay-Z in the elevator.
So long.
There we go. Thank you. Hey, guys. Thank you. On May 23rd, I will be turning 60, which seems utterly ridiculous to me. Like Ringo, I will forever think of myself as being 24.
Good.
Anyway, your show is a highlight of my day, and I haven't missed a regular or bonus show since you started the podcast. Please don't ever stop. One of your biggest fans, Debbie Mittman.
I love that name.
Thank you, Debbie.
Mittman? Mittman! You better get down to the office. You got to go down to the mailroom, Mittman. We need it right now. Yeah. Hey, Mike, Rob, and Timber Oscar.
No!
Oh, Lumbersexual. I got it. I am leaving my douchebag 30s on May 20th and will be entering my it-might-be-too-late 40s. Might have to keep that one.
I do like... You know, I like... It seems like every week they name the different decades, and that's my favorite for the 40s.
The it-might-be-too-late 40s. I would appreciate some advice on handling middle age from Grease Bane if he is still available.
Is he here?
Get my prop.
Is he in his house? All right. I know, I heard him this morning on the morning mashup.
Oh, yeah.
So he might have come across the hall.
I have to give credit to that It Might Be Too Late 40s. What a fantastic concept. We're going to steal that and use it for the show, but I would say to you, if you are entering your 40s, be kind to people.
Hey, GB.
Yes.
With Memorial Day weekend coming up, are you headed out on the good ship Greasebane?
Hey, everybody. It's Bane, Grease Bane. I'll be going out on the SS Grease with my new girlfriend, Glenda.
Oh, no.
Oh. I know you like this bit, Glenda, and your son does too.
How dare you?
Wow. All right.
I'm throwing that away. Thank you.
That was nice. I like that.
I also just got the 2015 bonus package for my birthday, and I look forward to listening to the entire anthology during an upcoming 8-hour drive to Myrtle Beach. That's
nice.
A cool place to go. It will be a great way to drown out the 19 and 16-year-old daughters. That's funny. And my 39-year-old box wife arguing the entire trip. Keep bringing the funny. James Ferrante.
Oh,
way to go.
Thanks, James.
Now, moving along, it seems it's times like this that I wonder, does Regis Philbin care that Sean Holmes is turning 29? Well, it was weird seeing Regis this week on Letterman.
Wasn't it?
It really was.
And
you know?
Gray Regis.
Gray Regis. Tanned Regis. Vacationing Regis. Fantastic. Hey, Sean Holmes is turning 29. I don't give a shit.
Oh, Regis.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Regis. We appreciate that. Dear fellas, I would like to send a birthday message to my husband, Joe Robinson. Pronounced Robison, not Robison, not Robinson. Okay. Robison.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Robison. It's Robison. Okay.
Yeah.
So Joe Robison turns 50 on May 24th. He is sexier than ever and keeps it tight. Can Mike give him some words of advice as he enters his 50s, a.k.a. the silver years? Find a good ophthalmologist.
Yeah. Good idea. Good idea.
Thank you. I actually asked the same question last year for his 49th birthday, but Mike had the infamous birthday rage out right after he just said Joe's name, which led to the birthdays being tighter and brighter for our listening
Mike,
pleasure.
Mike, can I jump in here? Let me jump in here with a footnote, as we did on our audio.
Rob's been so much better since that, hasn't he, Oscar?
Oh, yeah,
he
really is.
The thing about this is that because the rage out happened on this week, I got no fewer than 4 people this week when they submitted their birthdays saying, you didn't get to mine last year because of the rage out. Because it happened this week.
Not proud of that.
No,
not proud of that.
But
all.
You know what? It was for the better. It was for the
Mike
better.
Smash.
Mike Smash. Yeah.
Maybe it's that time of year. The rage out had a positive outcome, but Joe was left with no advice from Mike on how to prepare for his 50s. Now Joe has arrived with no guidance. But no, really, your body, Joe, is going to steadily and rapidly now begin to fail. So
right.
You have to be aware of that. Enjoy every day like it's your last. That's the advice I can give you. But
it also works. That works
either.
For your 40s too, Mike.
And make sure you dance.
Dance.
Like no one's watching.
And smell the roses. Anyway, good luck making it to 51. Sincerely, a most loyal, loving, and now concerned listener, Kelly Robison. Pronounced Robison. No. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, she's real funny, isn't she? No
Dear
wonder we
TMOS,
blew up the mailbag.
I remember Oscar saying he purchased a bike about a year ago. Is this correct? Did you buy
yes.
a bike a year ago?
Yes,
Oscar
I did. Time machine.
So, why is he spending such a large amount of money on SoulCycle? That is a question for you.
Right. Oh, during the winter, you don't want a bike because it's nasty out. It's freezing.
Right.
Nasty.
You don't have
that
chains on your
bike
tire?
Is nasty.
In the summers, there really is no excuse, but there's something about being surrounded by... Well, let's say 50, 20-somethings that really gets you going.
And the secret sauce.
Buttocks pumping up on the bicycle seats.
Yeah. I imagine that's something that like really kind of gives you the third gear you may need at the end of the day where you're like, I really have to work out more.
Mm. Just more reason why your girlfriend says you are the best. DC has great trails and plenty of sites to check out. If cycling in a hot box to burn more calories is a large factor, Oscars are very lucky as we are moments away from 800-degree weather and 1,000% humidity. Yours in Christ, Rob with 1B, Leatherland from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Just dusted off my bike and fixed the tires, so it's ready to go for the new season.
And
so
you know what? You
go.
Should have Pony give it a once-over. That's what he used to
I
do.
I should, yeah.
Right. The next one comes to, hey, podcasters, our final letter. I was listening to WYPR this morning and was horrified when I heard Bob White. Oh, my God. Bob White featured twice on the show today. Bob White is actually in the news today.
The Bob White?
No.
Oh, okay.
How old is he now? Is he dying? He sounds almost exactly like Mike's impression of Major Bill Smith.
Oh, no.
Hi, everybody. It's Bob White. Well, Bob White sounds like Major Bill Smith. That's a problem. is there a radio rest home where he can be sent to live out the rest of his mellow days? That's so harsh. You guys rock, and that's for Tim. That comes from Jeff Crisfield. Well, the only advice I would give to Jeff Crisfield is, Jeff, someday we're all going to die.
Oh,
so what do you
no.
think about that, Mr. Man? Start the show, Rob, you hump. We already started the show.
We did.
But we'll go to commercial. But anyway, I read that. See, if it's on the page, I read it
hey,
anyway.
But
understand. Anyhow, hope you enjoyed that. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can't wait forever. Even though he wants me to.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Small business owners, you're going to want to hear this one. I lost my Bane cup. I was just going to do the whole spot as Bane, just because I like to do that. Right now at Vistaprint.com, this is Bane without the vocal processing. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99.
Oh, no, that's great, Bane.
When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, that's $9.99 for 500 business cards.
You found your cup.
The best deal out there. I have an assistant here. You guys don't even realize that. You never see my assistant.
Is it
looks
tattoo?
Exactly. No, no. It looks exactly like Peter Dinklage. And it's so easy to make great-looking cards. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs. Add your info, and you're done. It's that easy. We've all used them. We love our cards at Vistaprint. I plan on handing tons of them out this summer. Or you can upload your own artwork or pictures. We've all made cards with them. If you want to go all out, upgrade. What do they want to upgrade to, Bane?
Well, of course, it's their signature stock and fancy finish. Or if you're feeling froggy, why don't you leap on over to the raised print?
Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials. I just spilled water on my shirt. They have custom flyers, all that good stuff. 500 business cards on sale, $9.99. Great time to professionally promote your business. Vistaprint.com. Use promo code TMOS to get this offer. So it's moving day. It's moving Ooh. Day in the O'Mara household.
Oh, that's right. Yay. You have to get ready.
Oh, God. I'm already stressing out. My intestines are already like in a total uproar because of the move and the drive.
Just for a refresher, you're going to spend the summer in Maine.
Yes.
So you technically have to take everything you need because it's not like you can drive down the street to get what you want.
And also because all your neighbors hate you, it's not like you can have someone go into your house and have them send something up.
True.
You don't, do you have any ally that is going to be like checking on your house or that could do that?
Probably the real estate service. That's it.
Oh,
you know?
That's true.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't.
No allies. No. Only enemies.
What, I mean here? You mean down here?
Yeah.
I got the babysitter's going to be coming by.
Yeah,
oh, excellent.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's going to be checking out. Here's the thing. I'm leaving everything here. I'm taking computers, the instant replays, which I really don't need to.
Right.
And I am taking no cables, so I will be replenishing my stock of cables.
Good.
Because
I
had to make a new choice. I had to either bring the cables from the back of the machines down here, which I did not want to disconnect again.
No. We know that game.
Or what I was going to do was take the cables that I have in a bag, but cables are mostly crap cables that we've discarded.
You know what your best bet is to do is to figure out what cables you need
and
order them on Amazon
and have them meet you up there.
Well, did they deliver to Maine?
No, post office service in Maine.
It's too close to Canada. They do not have service up there.
They used to have the mail, but what would happen is the Canadians would come down and shoot the mailmen.
That's the beautiful part about if you order online and you live somewhere rural, you'll still get it.
Yeah,
that's
I like
beautiful.
When you say rural.
Rural.
How many cables will I need, Rob?
Well, make sure you bring your power cables. Yeah. That's the one thing you're going to need.
That's something you're definitely going to need.
You'll need two XLRs for the... for the replays.
Can you make a list of for cables that I'm going to need?
I would be loath to do it because if I forgot something, it would be horrible, and all you need to do is look and see.
Yeah, you have to do a little work, Mike, for a lot of return.
Nah, not going to do it. Anyway, so not an engineer, boys. Not an engineer.
Or Mike,
not
just buy about 40 yards of RG6.
F around with that all day.
And we'll adapt it.
20 hours.
You just have to look what's plugged into your board and say,
that's
any one,
too much
two,
twisting
three,
and bending,
four,
Oscar. It's really crazy, crazy
your
stuff.
Your board isn't low.
By the way, I have dual boards. I have a board
that's
already up there, and to be honest with you, is already up there with cables. Thank you.
Oh, then you're good to go. You're good to go.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. I really don't have cables.
What's the truth? What's going on?
No one will know the truth. Mike, no one will know. I'm conjuring.
This is a tapestry of lies, and it's unraveling. It's unraveling.
Yeah, it's like, hocus pocus.
I have broken down Malarkey. And set up the studio. 3 or 4 times since I've been down here, so
right.
It's not a big deal.
This will
it's
be, though, really the good. First time you actually set up on your own, if I'm not mistaken. Because
no, it's not. No, I mean, to be honest.
Well, we
with
went
you, I mean,
to Maine. We set it up correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, right? I reset it up down here when I came back.
Oh, okay.
And I've done that twice.
Yeah.
I've done that twice. It's either once or
well,
twice.
Then it should be no problem. You're good
and
to
I've
go.
Been around when it's done. It's not that big.
But do double check totally on your isn't. Power cords. Your power cords yeah. are what you need to bring.
Without
I'd
power.
Love to go leaner up there, though. You know, even though I've got the big clunky board that we're going to have.
Well, you'll
to,
be walking.
And that's the brand. If anyone wants to know what we use to broadcast,
what do you mean
the,
I'll be walking?
You'll be exercising up there. The weather will be nicer.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah. What, is he going to walk to
he's
going to
lean
center?
Out that way.
Oh, okay. I see.
Didn't exercise today, though, because we are taping early today.
Yes.
And then it is moving day. My wife right now, our final trip to the storage space that we have down here in South Florida, and she's loading up a trailer to bring stuff up up north that we're going to put.
Oh, you're bringing
in
a trailer. Smart.
House up in Maine,
smart.
So
yeah, smart move.
Now, will the trailer present as much of a problem as the boat did?
No, not even close. Not even close. But you can't go over like 70 miles an hour. You got to be real careful. Like the speed limit,
especially
in
driveways.
You got to be very, very careful. And so, thank you, Rob. But Mrs. O'Mara really has she is in a mode right now that says, just stay out of my way. Just stay the F out of my way. And if I do that, I think I'll be A-okay. But it's a nervous, I don't know why I'm so uptight.
Well,
I'm very uptight about it.
She's projecting the nerves onto you. But I have found, and since I've been married quite some time myself, when a woman gets in a stay out of my way mode, if you do stay out of her way, things go better.
That might be the best way, Mike.
You just got to stay
out of her way. Yeah, I'm definitely going to stay out of her way.
You hide out in the studio and say you're getting everything ready for the studio, but you're actually doing nothing but surfing the web?
Yes.
Well, to be honest,
shopping for cable.
Yes.
My day to do that, and you guys know this because we will be doing a show tomorrow.
Right.
My day is tomorrow to do to tape the show, and then I've got to do the fire drill. That's another reason why the whole cable thing, I want to get out of here as soon, hit the road as soon as we can. Going to stop on the halfway mark, then get to Virginia.
What is the halfway
then
mark?
Then do the Jimmy's thing. Georgia.
If you stop in Savannah, you really should meet.
No, don't have time. Don't have time.
Too busy?
No, I don't have time to see Katie.
I wasn't going to suggest Katie.
If
I was
you go to
say,
Savannah, you go
I was going to suggest
Katie.
The mayor. I was going to say, have
now
a drink
you were
with
the say
mayor.
Katie, stop
no, you don't.
In Savannah.
I thought
I
was
and I was
say
hoping
Cookie.
To avoid that, and now you brought it up again. And because, we're going to be at a roadside
Mike,
motel.
If you don't like Katie, totally understand.
I like Katie.
We can cancel the show.
It's not that I don't like Katie, for Christ's sake. I like Katie. I love Katie.
By
I'm
the way, she's in love with you right now anyway. You can do no wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't I suggest the show Cake and Cookies?
You
Wasn't
did.
That me?
You did.
Yeah, but you
So
did.
Don't I get a creator credit on that
You should get, I don't know what you're doing. Just give him creator credit.
Starting now. Yeah. Effective now.
The Cake and Cookie Show created by Mike O'Mara. Thank
you very much.
Beautiful.
No, I would do it, but we've got two dogs. We are at a no-tell motel off the highway. We're not near Savannah.
Okay.
And we're on the
what
outskirts.
What if they met
it.
You? I mean, that's a solution, right?
Yeah. That is a solution. It might not be
the
solution.
The single biggest reason for not doing this is because of time.
I got
it. It is a 7 to 8 hour drive.
As we
to get
just,
where we're
Mike,
going,
we
will be leaving
song.
Here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, probably, maybe later. And so that will get us up to that area at nighttime. And, we like to go. We like to get where we're going, and that's it. And then I'll see all of you guys on Sunday at Jimmy's, and then we'll be doing the shows here in D.C. next week. That's what. Why are you contributing to my stress level right now, for God's
I'm
sake?
I'm not at all.
I think we're just looking for solutions.
Yeah, that's all we want
to
do.
Solution what? So I can see Rob's radio partner. I would love to see Katie.
I thought
when
she
it's
was your friend
event.
As well.
Yeah.
She is. Jesus Christ, she is my friend. God damn it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounds like you really
now,
like
now
her.
I'm supposed to, you're supposed to, you guys set the table and then I have to punch out of this.
No.
You have to punch out of
it. It's absolutely, you made a total, it's understandable. If it's too late to meet up.
You get a Bates Motel t-shirt?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah.
That's
where Mike will be staying.
Looks good on you though.
Yeah, of course.
looks like a life size sign.
What did Jackass say?
Oscar was alluding to the fact that the sign you have for the Bates Motel is a life-size sign.
Oh, that's good. You know where else it could fit? On your f***ing forehead.
Don't get mad.
No, I was going to say, I was looking at photos of you with my father. He said, your hairline looks like the French in Retreat.
Just breaking balls. Just breaking balls.
That's right.
It's fine.
It's fun.
Well,
it's fun.
It'll be a quick trip. I am a little bit nervous about that. I am working really, really, really hard on my hate in the car. Because
you know
it
who hates a lot
Mrs.
of things is Katie.
Yes.
Sort of a trademark bit. Just a thought. You know, you think things and they just pop right out.
Mike,
sometimes.
I know you're a busy man. You want to get in and out.
That's
in
right.
And out.
You,
in
what
and
are
out.
You? Are you ever going to do the show from Savannah, Georgia? You're
absolutely.
Going to do the
yes,
show when?
Absolutely.
When? When are you going to do that?
You're going to do it Thursday after the show. I'm going
to
drive
no, you're
down.
Not. You're being silly. What are you? You ever really seriously plan on going down and visiting her? I'm turning the tables on you, Mr. Man. Mr.
Yeah,
Never
well, that would be.
You would love it down there.
Actually. Oh, I absolutely would. There's a Paul McCartney concert. He never leaves his house. Thank you very much.
He would
much.
Love to. Be. He would actually love Savannah. I think of all people.
And she's got the space. She's invited us three times, so we'll go down there. Yeah, I would love to.
I think it's prime no-see-em season down in Savannah. I almost bought a house when I was getting ready to move out of the area. I almost bought a house in Savannah. I wanted to live down there.
Oh, wow.
I ended up being in Florida. But I got out on a golf course, and they have what are called no-see-ems. You are bitten by bugs that you cannot see.
They are so
that
small.
That is not a fun experience.
These are some small bugs. They are
how,
so
how
small.
How small are they?
They are so small that they literally can fly through screens.
So that in my father's beach place, they have to spray the screens with some sort of cancer-inducing agent so they die when they fly through. But being proper down there, my father and I, we don't want to be like Eastern Shore people. We call them non-see-thems.
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 You can't see. Where? Excuse me, I'd sit out on the patio this evening, but unfortunately, it's populated by several you-can't-see-thems.
That's also a big...
You can't see them.
Great
thank
song by
much.
MC Hammer.
Yes, wonderful. Hey, before
can't
we go to break,
them.
I have to ask both of you guys, what is this red nose thing? I know it's for charity, but what is the... What is it?
You bought
what
a nose, so you should
take
this.
Yeah, I bought a nose.
Can you explain the red nose thing? Because you know what? Everybody puts the red nose on because we're Americans and we're stupid, but nobody asks the question, what is this and what is
Matt
its
Lauer
origin?
Matt Lauer is riding a bike, so we must buy the red nose.
Yeah, exactly.
So, one, in full disclosure, I bought the red nose from a Walgreens in Key West when I was hammered. and I said, well, why not a clown nose on top of this? It's for charity. I didn't know what it was for.
Where did you buy? How did that work? Do they have a setup? Do they say what the charity is?
The,
well, I have a
at the checkout
questions.
In Walgreens in Key West, they just have a bin with a bunch of red noses. I said, this town is so festive, they gave away clown noses.
You didn't know it was for this whole red nose.
I didn't know
promotion.
That. When I came home, Shannon found it in my bag, and she said, what is this? And I said, oh, it's a clown nose.
Did you get this from that hooker that gave your phone number?
Yeah. The stripper gave him the red nose.
Yeah, the red
and
nose.
And I mean in more ways than one. Am I right, fellas?
Normally, yeah, that's 10 bucks more.
It's apparently out of the UK, like everything great sometimes.
That's the enemy.
Like the Office. It's for helping children in poverty, and that's what they're promoting, charity.
It's raising awareness.
Is that all you got? You're reading that off the internet.
Yeah, I'm reading it off. It says comic relief encourages the public to do lots of fun.
Oh, is it
fun.
Comic relief?
Yes, that's what it is.
It's based on the
comic
going
to lead
relief
up
charity.
Is it going to lead up to a concert?
Comic Relief Inc. is responsible for the red nose. Bring it to the U.S. That's what they say.
But is right, it based so in Great Britain? Because comic relief started here.
Rob, am I right about this, though? You've watched this on television. It was on the Today Show. Everybody's got their red. No one is... There is so little substance anywhere.
But we
anymore.
Like seeing that lady come out of the store and jump around and make faces at people because she's
and
wearing a red nose.
But it's like, well, okay,
these
so it's
are the
for
12
poverty.
Nonprofits, including the Children's Health Fund, Boys and Girls Club of America, the Oxfam America, Save the Children. We'll all share donations. So 12 charities, including those, will all share donations.
Okay. But this, the Red Nose program is an idea from Great Britain, which, by the way, Mike, not so great. An idea from England that is to raise awareness, to raise money for these charities. So it's like a
I like this.
Mike, it's like a Kickstarter.
I like this
article. Is there
article
a day where we're supposed to wear red noses?
I think it's tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you can wear it in the car.
Yeah. Okay. And Mike, also know this, that Forbes writes, and this is where I'm getting this from.
Yeah.
The Red Nose Day fundraiser is a strange, complex, and highly ambitious beast.
There it is. Complex would be the key word.
Yes.
You'd think something so simple, just trying to find out about it, would be a little easier, but it wasn't. But now we know. Thank you, Oscar.
Yeah, it caters to the Florida drunkard, apparently,
because that's what Oscar bought.
I paid for that nose.
Florida man, the Red Nose Club. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody love this guitar.
What in the hell?
Damn it.
Hey, Billy Bub, what is wrong?
My phone just died. I had it for years.
What kind of phone was it?
It was one of them Nokia models I got back in 2000. I almost beat my high score in that snake game, and the freaking phone shut off.
What? Well, it's about time you get an upgrade.
I guess I gotta get me one of those new brainy phones, Sanjeev.
Actually, my very good friends can help you decide which smartphone is best for you. Mr. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore are fantastic with technology news, trends, popular apps, and more. You must listen to their podcast, Tech 411, which is available on the TMOS app.
Thanks, Sanjeev. I'll check it out.
Your personal guide to everything tech. Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore. Brought to you by Mass Broadcasting.
Now, Mike, that is Mike Brunner.
Good work,
good
Mike.
Moss
Broadcasting. Welcome back to the show. Hey, Mr. Big Shot, stop overpaying for lousy big-name razors,
yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can save while you shave. All you need is Harry's. We've been telling you about Harry's for a good long time now, and we love them. Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into each blade for a superior shave every time and at half the price of those big-name blades. You just go into a drugstore, take a look, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's always fun to get one over on the man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So try it. You'll be a Harry's guy for life. All you have to do is try them, and the average shaver spends $300 a year on blades. You can cut that in half with Harry's. You can get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means a starter set will only be $10. You get a razor, three blades, a bottle of shaving cream, all sent straight to your door with no middleman and free shipping. As always, your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed or your money back. Go to harrys.com. Do it right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right. The code is TMOS. You get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's harrys.com and the TMOS code at checkout, and change the way you shave, ladies and gentlemen, forever.
News.
People made fun of McDonald's for bringing back the Hamburglar as a middle-aged dad with skinny jeans. So how will they react to this? KFC just announced they're bringing back Colonel Sanders.
I know.
They'll be in their new TV commercials starting Monday in honor of KFC's 75th anniversary. Have you gotten a look at one of these, Rob?
I actually have it in the audio vault, Mike. It's something to look forward to.
Yeah, the same show prep goes into these fantastic programs. The original Colonel Sanders wasn't a character. He was a real businessman named Harold Sanders, and he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Unfortunately, he died in 1980. So the new ad campaign will be Daryl Hammond.
Of course, and some people continue to fall up.
Yeah, it's Daryl Hammond doing what Daryl Hammond does. I watched it. I don't get it.
I don't either.
It doesn't make sense.
And wasn't his name Harlan Sanders?
It was Harlan Sanders.
Oh, okay, okay. Just making sure. Was, but you know what? Well, just like he has done with Saturday Night
Live. It's Harland. Yeah. I think it's not Harlan. It's Harland.
Harland. But he has come in where he could have done like a Don Pardo-styled intro to, you know, preserve the heritage of Saturday Night Live. He has not done that.
No, he doesn't do that.
And while he has now stepped in to do something really sort of nondescript as
the story
Colonel.
Says they're doing more of a spoof.
But I
That's
watched
all you
it,
need
and
to
it's
know.
Not.
It's, no, it's
I
not.
I can't wait to hear
it's,
this.
It's not an impression. Well, play do you have the Harlan Sanders?
I do, as a matter of fact. Here he is. This is Daryl Hammond as Colonel Sanders.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake? We're rolling.
That's the
this
real
This is the good one.
Here we go.
Take
this
five.
Is the new spot.
That's
the...
Most folks... Most folks...
Once again...
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Original.
Yeah,
good.
I got that.
That's funnier than anything Daryl Hammond's doing.
No, of course.
Right now.
No, real quick, this is Daryl Hammond, okay?
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. I've been going for a while, and boy, howdy,
have things changed?
Yeah, I wish that would change.
I mean, really, man. Honest to
nothing
God.
To it. It's just so.
Isn't he like a depressive too? Isn't he kind of like?
Well, he has nothing to do with
he
it.
He causes depression, is what he does.
Causes depression.
He does get into deep depressions. I have heard that.
That's what I've heard. Wasn't that in a bio or something about him? I don't know.
Well,
I heard about.
We'll send him all the best.
I like Oscar when Oscar's like, okay, we don't, Mike. Listen, Daryl's a friend of mine. You don't need to go there. You really
him
look
being,
back off.
Him
you know.
Being a hack and being a depressive.
Well, he
two different
he sounds
things.
Depressed the way he does the bit. If you're coming to it with energy, I don't know. I mean, it's you know. And now I'll get letters from people.
No.
And that'll be the second time Oscar f**ks me on the show this week.
No.
Right. This is going to make Sofia Vergara's ex-fiance so mad. Sofia tells Red Book that she will have kids with her new fiance Joe Manganiello. Is that his name?
Hey, we're gonna have a kid.
Probably soon, she says. Quote: Joe is younger than me. He's 38. He's never had kids. How am I going to say no? I tell him if we're going to do this, we have to do it like now because I don't want to be 50 with the baby. Sophia is 42.
Wow.
So here's something else that won't make her ex happy. She says, quote, I finally realized that relationships don't need to be so much work. Ever since Joy and I met, it's been so easy. I'm very suspicious.
I wonder if it'll be a bottle baby, because if not, that two-month-old might weigh about 60 pounds.
Right, exactly.
It's so much to eat.
A lot of fun. Triscuit crackers have been trying out all kinds of new flavors, and now Martha Stewart has created one of them. You ready for the Martha Stewart Triscuit?
Is it bitch flavored?
It's toasted coconut and sea salt.
Mm. Yes. I'm an original fan. I hate when people bring the new
like
ones
the
out.
Original Triscuits. Yes. Yeah.
It sounds gross to me. Yeah. I mean, I understand the sweet and savory thing. I understand, but toasted coconut. I would think that would be on more of a
when
sweet
she says
snack.
Sea salt, is it the letter C?
Sea salt, yes. Martha tells the Huffington Post, quote, it was my idea. I like salt and I like coconut. I thought that was a flavor of cracker that would be savory and sweet. Okay, thank you.
I hate her.
I appreciate that. She's still out there. She's still getting it done. Yeah. Absolutely. Oscar, is there anything you want to say nice about Martha Stewart?
No. I hope she's not as sensitive as you are.
All right, there we go. The brands are out here right now. All right. You know, I guess we'll just do that all day. Right?
I just don't understand. That. I'm not trying to... you.
Yeah, I know. Yes, you. Well, you bone me. You bone me on every other day. Damn it, you bone
Mike,
me.
Mike, I keep you on
day.
Your toes.
Yes, I know. Yes, you bone me. You're boning me right now. I can feel it. It's a small bone. Here are the top brands in the country, ladies and gentlemen. The top 10 brands in the world, and I don't think you'll be surprised.
Just
by
overall.
Some of them. Yes.
Wow.
Number 10 is Tide.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Because yes, Tide has everything. Think
I
about
suppose you're right.
Different versions of Tide.
These might be parent companies. These yeah.
Oscar,
parent
do you know
companies.
Why Eskimos wash their clothes in Tide?
Don't know.
Because it's too cold outside.
I've never heard that, actually. It's pretty funny.
That's
really hack, but it's funny.
Hack, but fun.
Outside. Outside.
Number 9 is Dove.
Dove.
Wow, that's weird. Yeah, I thought that they would be under another company.
Think about how long Dove's been around for,
well,
though.
That's true. They make the lotion and the soap. Yeah.
I'm not a corporate shill, but I will tell you, I think Dove might be their big brand, but then they are the parent company.
Oh, okay.
I would assume. I don't.
They
know.
Have the body wash. Here. They have the skincare line.
The chocolate.
But they also might have other products that even aren't soap-based products
true.
Underneath them. Number 8 is Knorr. K-N-O-R-R.
Oh, I don't know Knorr.
Oh, that's European-based, and they do a lot of soup mix. Mixes and dry things, I believe.
Yes, they are seasonings and bouillon cubes.
Oh, bouillon!
Number 7 is Lay's. Number 6 is Pepsi. Number 5, this surprised me because it's such an old-sounding brand, Nescafe.
Oh.
But isn't Nescafe still huge in the Latin countries?
It is. My mom will say, do you get us a Nescafe? Mm-hmm. And I was, yeah. I was like, all right.
That's part of the thing. That's why they're not all basically American products. Number 4 is Lifebuoy. It's a brand of soap, the kind Ralphie got punished with in A Christmas Story.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That might be another worldwide deal. Yeah. That might be where
Life
it's popular
Boy.
Overseas.
So old.
Now, here's the one I don't know at all. This is number 3. It's called
Magi or Magi?
Oh,
or Maggie?
M-A-G-G-I. Yeah, it's another M-A-G-G-I. It's another foreign seasoning. I think the only thing we used to stock at the grocery store, it was called Maggi seasoning, and it was a really a real savory seasoning, and it was not a popular thing. It was like an international food
thing. By the way, this is not parent companies. These are the brands. These are the brands that are the most popular worldwide.
Wow.
Magi is a brand. The child, the Magi. Yes, sir.
It makes a great gift.
Of instant soups and noodles by Nestle's that's huge in the rest of the world, but not particularly popular in America. Number two is Colgate, and number one is Coca-Cola.
I would have guessed Coca-Cola. You know what surprises me is that Pepsi is so high. Pepsi should be pleased to be at number six.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they should be.
Yeah.
If we ever do make alien contact, apparently we shouldn't get our hopes up. They won't be small and cuddly like Alf. A mathematician and cosmologist at the University of Barcelona in Spain ran the numbers, and he says there's a very high probability that the first aliens we meet will be the size of bears. Here's why. He says the majority of planets that could support life would be smaller than Earth. They'd have fewer living creatures than we do, and the ones that could be potentially traveling to other planets would be pretty big. So the average alien, I don't know how he got this done, from a small planet would be about 692 pounds.
Wow.
Wow, and work as an engineer at WJFK?
Oh, my God.
Not that kind of bear?
No.
Of course, this whole thing is based on a lot of assumptions, theories, and probabilities. It's entirely possible the first alien that visits us is not that big. The odds say it probably will be, so try to look surprised.
Yes. And wearing a bear suit. I think
exactly.
It would help.
And now a little something. It's going to take some brilliant detectives to crack a case with this little to go on. The police in New Haven, Connecticut are trying to track down a burglar, and all they know is his first name is Bob. A woman was sleeping around 2:30 a.m. on Monday when a guy broke into her apartment. She woke up and saw him in the hallway and asked who he was. He replied, Bob. Then he took off running empty-handed. The police say no one living there knew Bob. Even though he didn't steal anything, they're still trying to track him down to arrest him for burglary. I feel like they're going to fail. My money is on Bob White. WYPR, that's right. It was in the other, but then again, it's that time of year I found out. These shows always go like this. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Shecky Green.
While I'm driving, I'm talking to a friend of mine on the phone. I see a beautiful girl. I actually said, man, you should see this girl. She is gorgeous.
What was she wearing?
A beautiful dress. Classy. This was not a slutty look or anything like that. It was a nice look.
Yeah, because you would have liked that even better.
No. A short skirt, not
so
too short.
So you really noticed just about everything, didn't you, Tony?
Listen, I'm a man. I appreciate the female form. I will notice a pretty woman.
What is the celebrity she most resembled?
Zendaya, I would say, from the Disney Channel.
Isn't she like 16?
Yeah. Okay, let me finish my story. Let me finish the story. No further questions.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern 18th Anniversary and Memorial Day Weekend Bash. Sunday, May 24th, meet up for Rolling Thunder at 8 a.m. The bikes are going to depart at 9 a.m. Then the outdoor party is in the alley. It's a wonderful tradition. I've been doing it for years. The fun starts at noon. Crawfish, crab, lobster, ribs, chicken, burgers, dogs, more. No cover charge. Live music indoors and outside, and DJ music till midnight. Merchandise sales will benefit Operation Homefront and Recycle Life. It is the party that kicks off your summer. I think the weatherman is going to cooperate.
It looks
like
a great weekend.
We're going to have some good weather.
Yeah.
And there's a chance to spend some quality time with Uncle Dave. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, 697 Spring Street in Herndon. I'll be there in the morning riding, and then see you in the afternoon. Visit facebook.com/Jimmy's Tavern for all the details, or call Jimmy at 703-435-JIMS. He'd love to talk with you. We will see you there. Are we all going to be there?
Everybody's going to be there. And I'll also, make sure you go to the Facebook page and check out great lineup of bands, live music from sunup to sundown, essentially. And Mike, be careful. You will be tapped to play drums.
Ooh. Oh, well, won't be happening this year. We're going to open up the audio vault right now for, what is this, already May 20th?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wednesday, May 20th. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
May 20th, the last day that David Letterman will do a new show. Last night, Seth Meyers did something that unexpectedly really touched me. Because, you know, he does the show, he does Late Night with Seth Meyers, which was Dave's property at NBC. They did a shot-for-shot remake of the old Letterman Open, And they also use the original Letterman music. And it really surprised
me. That's cool.
And it's on their website. And they even do the same style of announcement to begin the show.
And you realize how good Letterman's band is when you hear this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Poor old Seth's little band.
Yeah.
You just need more. You know what I mean? I'd love to have a bigger sound.
Yeah. Construction meets garbage. It's late night with Seth. But for
nice to do that on another
show. You know what? This was a very unique tribute. And as a guy who watched that incarnation of Letterman every night in college, to have that happen in front of you was a real surprise and very cool. And it raises Seth Meyers in my estimation. And he said that, you know, essentially, this is Dave's show. I'm just keeping it warm for
Seth him. Meyers, you know, I think it's the gaping hole he left when he left Saturday Night Live. I would love to see him elevated. I really would. I'd like
I've got to
see
put my energy somewhere
spot.
Behind another late night show, and I think I'm going to give him the first.
He
crack
might
at
be
it.
I think the way he writes, and he still has a great staff of writers, so that's not a bad show.
We talked about a week ago about the Pointer Sisters, and you were in favor of them, and I was sort of against them. But I found out something that the Pointer Sisters did that I had no idea that I grew up with. Oscar, I bet you remember this, and Pony, I bet you remember this. It was a Sesame Street cartoon of a pinball machine to teach you how to count to 12, but this is the Pointer Sisters doing the vocal.
12.
And if you listen, it makes sense.
This is so cool.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Great animation.
Yeah, almost surreal.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen it in a million years, but... 10, 11, 12. So I've got a new favorite Pointer Sisters song now, Mike.
Pretty cool. That's how you learn.
It is. Did Sesame Street help you with English?
That's how I learned English.
Wow, very cool. Now, if you did not see Letterman last night...
I could have done a better job, I think.
No, I agree.
Sesame Street.
I agree.
My opinion, sorry. Well, sorry. Yeah, move on, Rob. That was I was pausing. I thought you might take that softball, but no, I thought I'd take it. All right, thank you.
Somehow I didn't see it. Last night, Bill Murray...
P is for pizza.
Pizza. When Bill
they
Murray...
didn't teach phonics.
when Bill Murray finished up on the Letterman in the last segment, they were taking some pretty wild pulls off a bottle of vodka, and I thought, that can't be real vodka. I thought they're just messing around, because vodka's easy to substitute, just
water,
right?
Well, didn't Dave quit like a million years ago?
Yeah, Dave says he never touches the stuff anymore. Well, after he did Letterman, Bill Murray went to dinner and then did a show on MSNBC called Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, and while he was in the green room, his chair broke. They asked him about it, and it sounds to me like the vodka might have been real.
I just did the Letterman show, then went to dinner, had oysters, rosé wine, red wine, and duck, and green grass-fed hanger steak, and then rushed here to do your show just because Jim said that you wanted him to come on the show. Mm-hmm. Your girls here, those brutal, I don't know where you get these women that push people around.
The handlers, yeah. Yeah.
God, they pushed me in that chair, and the chair was not balanced properly, and I went down and I hurt myself.
And to look at him, you can't really tell because he's Bill Murray, but just the slurring speech sounds to me like he probably had real vodka, and he did have a lot of red wine at dinner.
And he was so lucid. I haven't finished watching the episode yet, but he was so lucid on Letterman at the beginning, at least. He was clear-eyed. And you always kind of look at that for Bill Murray to see if he's kind of dragging his ass.
It was the last 5 minutes when they hit the vodka, I think. I won't. If you haven't watched the whole one, I won't spoil the Bob Dylan song. I think you're really going to like it. I'm not a tremendous Bob Dylan fan.
I'd like to hear it. I'm not, I'm
the
not
parallel I can draw is this is going to be Dave's equivalent of when... Bette Midler came out and sang One for My Baby for Johnny Carson.
Advantage Carson.
Well, of course. Yeah. But this was extraordinarily sweet, and Bob Dylan sang a song called The Night We Called It a Day.
This man first appeared on the old show in 1984, and he was last here in 1993. We couldn't be more happy, more honored to have him with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Bob Dylan.
By the way, you want to talk about lucid and clear-eyed? Keep an eye on Bob Dylan. When Dave came to pay it off, Bob Dylan was essentially wandering.
Oh, my God.
There was a moon
Okay. All right, I can't, Rob. I can't. I'm not a fan. I was cringing when I heard that choice. I'm just like,
okay.
I understand. Dave likes the guys that can barely do it anymore. Tom Waits and Bob Dylan.
Well, yeah, but at least
maybe that's a window into it.
At least Tom Waits can still do the couch, though.
And then you had Dylan going, you know, come on. Maybe you'll have a singer tonight. I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe you'll have a singer tonight.
Bob Dylan stayed sober.
That would be wonderful.
That's your magic audio vault.
Buddy, get us out of here.
Great Wednesday, everybody.
Nice. That's it. We want to thank Alan Coulter. Alan Coulter from The Late Show with David Letterman for coming on our show for the last day of Dave. And be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you wish to correspond with The Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com with two B's for all of our stuff, the app, everything. The bonus show.
Do it.
Make sure you tell a friend so they can get it too. For Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Whoa,
wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.